USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nevada's governor announced new coronavirus restrictions for his state as cases continue to rise. Starting Tuesday, bars and restaurants will cut down to 25% of normal capacity, and casinos and churches will be limited to 25% of their fire code capacity. Governor Steve Sisolak said he had made the move because the state was trending towards cases overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers. The new restrictions will be in place for 3 weeks. At the G20 summit, the leaders of the largest economies in the world said that they would work to make sure there will be fair global access to coronavirus vaccines. In a statement, the leaders at the summit said the pandemic had had an unprecedented impact on the world, and they would spare no effort to ensure affordable and equitable access to vaccines, tests, and treatments for all people. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Everyone who's up in arms over President Trump's legal challenges should just relax, according to one Republican senator. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Relax, that's what Senator Kevin Cramer is saying on NBC's Meet the Press. Cramer is saying he's confused as to why some people are upset that President Trump is pursuing every legal option available to him.
I think everyone ought to calm down a little bit. I don't see this as an attack on our democracy.
The North Dakota Republican continues.
I don't know why we're so easily offended by a president that's carrying out all of his legal options in court.
The man who created the Ice Bucket Challenge has died. Patrick Quinn, whose battle with ALS helped push the Ice Bucket Challenge to become a viral phenomenon and raise millions for research into combating the disease, lost his battle with ALS Sunday, according to supporters on Facebook. His viral campaign raised more than $220 million worldwide for research into the disease. Quinn was 37. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Israel has responded after a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Israel says its military struck Hamas targets in Gaza in response to a rocket attack. The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday said the Israeli Air Force struck two rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, a military compound, and underground infrastructures. A rocket was fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday evening, according to the Army. The Army statement gave no further details, but emergency services said they had no notifications of anyone wounded, and Israeli media said that the projectile fell on open ground. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders from both parties say that passing a coronavirus stimulus bill will be their top priority when they return from break. But more and more members are saying that a bill is needed as soon as possible as the pandemic worsens across the country. Congressman Tim Ryan says he wants to see a stimulus bill get done to help out restaurant and service industry workers. The Ohio Democrat tells Fox News that it's time to help out the working class.
So all the northern states and their restaurants and kind of venues are really going to be shut down and take a hit, and all those workers. So all I'm saying is, look, if the big banks needed money, we'd get the big banks money. That always happens. Now the working class needs a little bit of a help, not a handout, but a hand up, and to get through this. And I think we're obligated to do that, responsible to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.